Okay, so I'm in the back of a car after a very interesting, inspiring visit to a local school here in Islamabad, and I'm sat next to
Aisha Noman. I'm the project manager for Connecting Classroom in ETE.
Now, we had a couple of interesting conversations today, but in particular, I'm fascinated in the mindset whereby when somebody said, "Where is my office?" and I said, "I work from home," straight away you said, "You'll get no respect for that." People don't see as working from home or working, having your office as home, as being real work. Is that right? Or a real workplace?
Yes, that's quite right. I think right now Pakistan is in a position where people get recognized because of a respectable job and especially a reputed organization. You are not only recognized in your own family, your community, but you even get good proposals and you get to live in a better place. You get to meet reputed people if you work in an organization that is now becoming a brand now.
So reputation of the company is all that's really important, not the reputation of the individual within that company.
No, I wouldn't want to separate them.
There must be some people in business that really stand out, not because of their company, but because of who they are.
No, I think individuals are important because it is eventually the individuals that get together as a team to form the organization.
Yeah.
And eventually the organization gets that brand reputation. But if we consider Pakistani perception, then an organization, working in a reputed organization, has a lot more value than a person working from home or a person working freelance.
So say exactly what you feel now. Imagine I was a Pakistani working, maybe doing what I do now, as a photographer, for example. Let's simplify it. And you say to me, "Where is your office?" And I said, "Oh, I'm freelance, I can work from home." What would you think?
You can
be as rude as you like.
Yes, I think that you don't have a permanent job, and I think that you wait for projects either through connections you get hold of projects, and I wouldn't know whether your work is recognized, reputed, or I don't know. I'm not too sure about the quality of work that you do.
Yeah.
So I'd rather approach a photographer who has a well-known outlet or is recommended by someone else in an organization, rather than you who works as a freelance here somewhere, anywhere.
That's very interesting. We've hit upon two nuggets, I think, here, two foundations of this issue. And one of them is security. You think you don't have a full-time job. And so maybe people don't see working freelance and using their contact base as a secure job. Who knows whether you can fend for your family next week. But also, it's not easy to find out the reputation of someone. Well, in the UK, I think there's been a swing to the other side, because you say it's people that make up an organisation. We kind of are saying now, people want to deal with people. There is so much bureaucracy, even in the UK, when you try and deal with an organisation, that to get to the person or get to the person you would like to deal with, you've got to go through a lot of doorways. But dealing with the individual directly is possible when you're dealing with a freelance person who's working on their own. Also, nowadays, we Google people. We literally Google someone to find out what they're involved in, what they're connected to, and we put a lot of... We do respect the kind of data trail that's around there, so that you can see quite easily who's connected with what past projects they've been involved in, and their work. In photography, it's easy, because I can point you to my website and you could go, "You took these photographs?" Well, I wouldn't have them on my website if I didn't, because I'd be found out very quickly. And so you can go, "Yeah, I like these photographs. And now I've met you as a person, I think I might even trust you." Whereas we don't have as that respect anymore as much for our larger organisations. Sometimes in newspapers, if I meet someone and they say, "I work for The Guardian," I think in the back of my mind, like you, they must be a good journalist if The Guardian has taken them on.
Yeah.
But now, with companies not necessarily respecting the individual that much, they hire and fire with what they can afford more than what they see as quality. It's a very, very interesting juxtaposition that we're in now. Has it always been like this in Pakistan?
I wouldn't totally rule out a freelance worker and a good freelance worker in Pakistan. There are lots of examples of freelance workers over here in journalism, in media, in education as well. But that's only a handpick. And they have really worked hard in order to establish their name and, you know, get recognized. And one of the reasons why they're now recognized or they are free or well-reputed freelancers is because of their connections that they have in their own families and in their own social circle. And that they get recognized and then they get reputed work and good projects.
Yeah.
I'm not ruling out the possibility. There are lots of good freelancers over here. But then this is an entire mindset that needs to be changed.
Yes.
Generally, the people of Pakistan would not like their daughters to get married to a freelance person who's doing freelancing. Because
again, back to the security.
Yes, that's the main thing. Because you have to understand that there are lots of things in play in Pakistan in the current point.
Yeah.
The political things and unemployment issues, problems with education, problems with settling down, security. And all of these issues are in play with one individual. And another thing that you must understand is that the freelance individual mostly have a stable family to support them.
Yeah.
And then they can, you know, take that amount of risk of perhaps not working for a year or 10 months or maybe perhaps longer than that. They're not working for 5 years because they have their family to support them.
Yeah.
So it requires a lot of change in which people think, but then the change can only come through education, through a lot of better infrastructure, a lot of educational input, and a lot of recognition of the people in the individual's capability.
Yes.
Do
you think a job with a company is a job for life? When we talk about security.
Yes, I'd like to share my own example here. I was working with this private organization, private school system, and I was there for nearly 15 years, 14, 15 years. And very recently, about a year ago, my brother rang me and he said, are you by some chance planning to die in this organization? And I said, Shehzad, people do die in organizations. I mean, it is all right. I mean, there have been. I'm happy. I mean, there's nothing wrong with me. So, but he said that, oh, it means that you're already dead. This means that you've already passed away, and you want to live in this well for the rest of your life. And he went on and on and on, and that was the first time when I actually, I mean. My brother had hit that place that maybe I could, I mean if I could try out another place, there was no need to. I was quite happy.
But you kind of felt that maybe you wanted to better yourself, to improve your position?
Yes. I thought, okay, let's give it a try. I mean, I've worked here happily, successfully for so many years. I might be able to work happily and successfully in another place, but there was a lot of risk involved.
Yes.
In getting an equal amount or a better amount of job or of the equal or a little better status of where I was.
Yeah.
So
is status more important than income, or are they tied?
Pakistan, I think income is more important.
Yeah. Okay, no, that's good. That's interesting. That's almost less egotistical as well. It's not what it says on my business card.
Yes.
It's that I can support my family. Yeah. You've said a couple of really interesting things. Particularly the I'm quite happy and satisfied in this job. Whereas in the UK, there tends to be this ambition drive. And ambitious people are very rarely happy.
Yeah.
Always striving for the next thing. It's good to have goals and to want to better yourself. But sometimes ambition isn't always the way to, you know, to keep going forward and keep going forward. So I think the goals are the way to go. And it sounds like you've found another happy place.
Yes, I am currently getting to know people around myself settling down. Lots of good people around me who are trying to help me immensely by letting me know what is the sphere around which I'm supposed to move, and how I can use my prior knowledge and skill sets. In making my work environment more happier here for myself.
So your time in the British Council is being fed by your previous knowledge in all of the educational work you've done.
Yes, 100%. Yes.
And great. And we've seen how important that is today. And I mean, if we're inspired, you must be even more so because you work within this field. So thank you so much for sharing your thoughts.
Thank you so much.